Hold the Mic is brought to you in partnership with Speak Studios and Speak Boise. Speak Boise is a community-driven studio space where voices from all walks of life can speak and be heard.
You can find them on Instagram and Facebook at Speak Studios Speak Boise and at their website, speakstudios.com. Speak Studios,
speak and be heard. This podcast is also brought to you by Instant Imprints. Promote better with Instant Imprints. Instant Imprints are Boise's visual communication experts and your place for everything you need to promote your business, club, school, or group. As a locally owned business, Instant Imprints specializes in making your organization more visible with custom branded apparel, embroidery, promotional items, print services, and wide format printing for signs, as well as banners and vehicle graphics. Want better ways to get noticed? Visit Instant Imprints at instantimprints.com/Boise or call 208-IMPRINT. That's 208-467-7468.
It's time for a new episode of Hold the Mic with Jenna and Lexi.
Hold the Mic.
Hi everyone, it's Jenna
and Lexi, and we're back for a new episode of Hold the Mic.
Okay, so we have two special guests today, but first let's get into our segments, starting with Game of the Week.
So for my Game of the Week, the Boise State softball team will be taking on Fresno State on May 8th and 9th, and they also have another three games after that against Nevada on May 14th and 15th. It's interesting because I know softball and baseball usually go past, like, the last day of school. Because this is, like, our last week of school, finals and everything. But they'll be playing once everyone is done. So I just found that really interesting.
Very. Yeah. That'll be a cool game, though.
Yeah, those will be good.
Love it. Okay, so my game of the week is the Philadelphia Phillies are playing the Atlanta Braves May 9th at Truist Park in Atlanta, Georgia. And actually, I chose this particular game for this week because I'm actually going to be going to that game. So I was like, oh, might as well shine some light on it since I'm going to be there, which will be really cool. Okay, so getting into our cheat sheet for this week, we have two men's lacrosse players here from Boise State this week. So in honor of that, I just wanted to kind of give a little fact about that. And so Boise State Men's Lacrosse Club plays in the Pacific Northwest Collegiate Lacrosse League Conference. And their home field is actually at the Lincoln Turf Field on Boise State's campus, so that's pretty cool, and you guys can go watch some of their games.
Might I also add that they have played on the blue before in Albertson Stadium.
Yes, so I do remember that.
That's pretty cool. Mm-hmm. So who's on my radar for this week? Maddie Nielsen, kind of sticking with the Boise State theme today. Maddie Nielsen is a redshirt senior on the Boise State gymnastics team. She's an all-around competitor, which means she competes in vault, bars, beam, and floor. This season, she led the Broncos in her floor routine at six of the meets and claimed two titles. With this floor routine, she also claimed her career high score of a 9.9. These aren't the only accolades she has. I mean, I could go on for days. She's an incredible athlete. She's also an incredible person. She's also from Vegas, so her and I have been sitting next to each other on a couple flights home.
Represent.
But she's actually going to be a sixth year. And she's majoring in chemistry, which is really cool. So I'm excited to see and watch her next season. By the way, her floor routine I got to watch in person, and it's incredible.
So. Wow, go Maddie. She's sick. Okay, cool. So moving on to my athlete for this week of who's on my radar, I chose John Bates, and he was just picked in the fourth round at number 124 overall on Saturday in the 2021 NFL Draft. The Washington football team picked this former Boise State tight end, making him the highest drafted tight end in program history.
I know. That's really cool. That's awesome. Really happy for him.
Yeah, super exciting.
So we have two guests with us today from the men's lacrosse team at Boise State. We have Andrew and Marcus. So welcome to Hold the Mic. Do you guys kind of just want to start off by introducing yourselves, telling us a little bit about you?
Yeah, sure. Well, thank you for having us on Hold the Mic. We appreciate it. I'm Marcus Huerta. I'm from Orange County, California. I play lacrosse here, studying media arts with an emphasis in public relations. And I also have a certificate in the College of Innovation and Design as well. So I'm a junior, going to be a senior next year. So looking forward to senior year.
Very exciting.
Absolutely. Thank you again for having us. My name is Andrew Walker from Vashon Island, Washington,
Went to O'Day High School. Junior here, going to be a senior next year, studying business administration, marketing minor, and leadership certificate.
Wow, that's awesome. So to kind of give a little pointer here, they are both a part of the men's lacrosse club here at Boise State. And would you guys like to talk about your positions that you hold on that team?
Yeah, sure. So I hold the president position. It's just a one-year position. This year we kind of changed it up. Typically, the president will oversee all team activities, but this year we kind of split it in half. So me and the vice president, Matt Miller, actually split up the duties this year. So I oversaw all events and then as well as all just like team activities. So I did all that. And then he did all like treasure stuff, event coordination or travel coordination. And then as well as I'm the team captain as well. So this is my second year holding that position.
Very nice.
Yeah. And then actually Marcus, he kind of underplayed himself a little bit. He and I ran the whole marketing as far as like the club went. So
that was Andrew Walker.
No. as far as it went with Instagram posts, like anything to on Twitter, just kind of the entire marketing scheme. It was him and I kind of running that. And then other than that, my also kind of roller duty was kind of running the apparel stuff. So anything that we wore or represented Boise State, obviously, was designed by Marcus and I. So
wow.
That's so cool. Because when you think about, like, sports at Boise State, they have PR people who run their Instagram. They have people who take care of their uniforms. So the fact that you guys have to do that all on your own, how has that been? Like, is it overwhelming at times?
I mean, this year, at the beginning of the year, I would say it was definitely overwhelming just because with the pandemic and stuff, we had no idea like what it was going to look like with club sports and not having any funding at all. So we basically were given 48 hours to get our rosters in, get our like tests coordinated, get guys to go get tested, and then as well as get all of our games scheduled and practices scheduled and all that good stuff. So this year it was definitely a lot different in terms of travel. I mean, we weren't allowed to stay overnight at places, so we were doing day trips to Utah, day trips to Oregon. I mean, they were a lot of fun, though.
That's what I was going to ask. That was a great segue because of the whole, like, travel thing. I heard about that, actually. If you kind of want to, like, talk about that, because I think that's something that is definitely underplayed and a lot of people do not know about.
Yeah, I'm talking 6 a.m., at the Hall of Fame. We always pick a theme to travel with.
So, I love that. Yeah. Can you give some examples?
Hawaiian theme.
I love it.
Good everyone's, one. Everyone's rocking a Hawaiian shirt at 6 a.m. Just way too tired. And then we'll just load up in the minivans and just head off.
Yeah. I mean, the Hawaiian shirts were nice. Last time, I mean, we did crazy hats.
Crazy hats. Actually, that kind of spurred from one of our rookies, George. We were at a gas station, and they sold cowboy hats.
Oh, my God.
And he's like, this is sick. And spent $20 on a gas station cowboy hat, and probably 10 other guys on the team followed suit, and it was insane. So we just had like...
That's amazing.
That's cool.
So you guys would drive in these minivans to an away game in, like, Utah, for example. You would play after being in the car for however many hours. Then when you're done, you get back into the car and drive back to Boise.
Yeah. I mean, it's the club sports grind.
That is crazy.
We love it. It's honestly a good time. I mean, we get to go to places, you know, that other club sports don't get to go to. And, I mean, you meet a lot about, you know, new people, you know, your teammates and stuff. So you get that time to bond with them and travel trips.
Oh, definitely. And,
close quarters. Right. Sure. You're in a car in the middle of nowhere in Utah driving 5 hours. But, you know, it's a good time. I mean, this year, our first game away at Utah Valley, when we showed up, our game was at 1 o'clock. We got to Utah Valley at like 11:30. So we had a half hour to kind of get loose, get on the field, warm up, play a game, and then we hopped right in the car. But, I mean, the Utah trips are always – probably one of my favorite trips just because we always get the in and out after the game. So it's for us SoCal boys, it's a good treat. So, but yeah.
Yeah, always. I think probably the best part about the travel trips is when like the van lists come out. because we just said, like, all right, who's in my van? Who am I going to just absolutely bond with and on that trip and kind of have that experience with? So it's like there literally is times where we just don't have service and you're looking to the guy to your right. You're like, all right, we're figuring out your life story and where you're going to be in 10 years. So
that's so awesome, though. That's something that a lot of teams, like, don't get, you know? That's really awesome. How many guys are on the team?
This year we had, I think, 41.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Does everyone travel? It was our biggest
roster. Yeah.
How many bands do you have?
This year we had 8.
Oh, wow. My gosh. Yeah, and you guys just all follow each other.
Yeah, it's like, it's almost like a president convoy.
It is.
Yeah. I'm sure.
We're all just rolling out in our mom minivan. It's kind of hype.
Everyone's just protecting Marcus as the president.
That's so funny. He's in the middle van.
Yeah, always.
That's so funny.
Do you guys kind of want to talk about your season and just how everything has been, but also, like, how you guys have, like, done this season? Because are you guys finished, or do you still have more games?
We're all done.
Okay.
Yeah, so we finished up last week. We went 3-3 this year.
Okay.
So, and we had 6 out of our 7 games we're able to play.
That's nice.
That's cool. Yeah.
So it was a successful year. We had a bunch of transfers come in year.
Wow.
So it was a new team with a lot of new talent on the team. So, and next year we're looking at having about 17 seniors, I think.
Whoa, so, that's crazy.
Yeah, so next year is kind of like the, I would like to say, all our chips are in one basket, ready to go all in. And so this year was with COVID and everything. I mean, we didn't know what to expect, so we were just thankful to be able to just get on the field, you know, and enjoy that time together. And then, you know, next year be able to go all in and be ready to roll next year.
Yeah, I'd probably just say, like, in our conference, we were the only team to play more than 2 games.
Oh my gosh, really?
Wow.
Yeah. So, like, putting that in perspective, and just being like, wow, like, being even thankful for the opportunity that we had to just, like, travel and be able to play was kind of insane. So, I would probably just say, like, practices were probably a little bit, like, too intense as far as that went, because we're, like, actually playing towards a goal where other teams are only practicing the practice kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I definitely would say we're like walking into a casino with $1,000 and just throwing it on black. That's like next season. Like we are all our chips in.
I love that.
That's cool.
We're rolling for sure.
Who's your biggest competitor in your conference? Who are you out for blood for?
I would say University of Oregon.
Okay.
They've won the conference, I think, 3 or 4 years in a row now.
Wow.
We've never won conference before.
Absolutely.
Freshman year we lost in the first round to Oregon. I would say Oregon.
Yeah, for sure. I think it's just kind of one of those games you get up for. I mean, it's just kind of like a mentally, like, everyone's there. It's like, oh, great. You know, they have the uniforms. They have just kind of that prowess of, like, oh, it's Oregon. But I think we definitely kind of carry that blue blood mentality that's like, you know, it's Boise State. Like, we're going to show up and we're going to show out and represent as best as possible, especially when we play them.
That's awesome.
That's cool.
Love that.
So I kind of saw just from, like, Snapchats and Insta stories, you guys had fans, but they would be in, like, the Lincoln garage. How was that kind of experience? Because they couldn't be on the field, right?
Yeah, fill the garage was kind of the mentality we had for every home game.
So. Yeah, garage, I love that.
So usually when we have fans, they're obviously going to be in the bleachers and, like, across from us, like, as far as that goes. So basically Boise State said we can have fans, but they have to be in the Lincoln garage.
Take what you get, right?
Absolutely. And, like, our biggest fan base, obviously, aside from the parents, is this group called the Couch Crew. And what they would literally do is they would show up in a pickup truck. Uh-huh. And in the back of the pickup truck, they would have a literal couch. And it'd be like 4 or 5 guys, and they'd carry the couch onto the field in front of the bleachers and sit on a couch.
Couch crew.
Proud alumni.
Yeah. So, and with that, it's literally like alumni of the lacrosse team. It's like once you graduate, you're like kind of ushered into that Couch Crew role. So, we had the Couch Crew, like, in the Lincoln garage.
That's hilarious.
So, I didn't know how it was going to work out, but it just kind of seemed like the majority of people culminated at the top one. Top level.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And gotta get that UV ray.
Obviously. Yeah.
UV was firing this year.
It was definitely popping off. Yeah. A little too hard. Anyway. So, like, just kind of a huge group of people, like, top row of the garage, just
awesome.
Hooting and hollering, like, I want to say they dictated Brett Severance getting in the game.
Yeah, especially that last game. Oh, my goodness. We have this kid, Brett. He joined the team in the springtime, and he's a freshman, but he's a Sigma Chi. And so there was a bunch of Sigma Chi guys there, and it was, like, late in the game, last home game, probably fourth quarter.
Okay.
And all of a sudden, Brett Severin's chance just started breaking out. And there was no other choice
but to put him in.
So it was good. I mean, the fans get into it, and, I mean, we love our fans, so.
Yeah, and then I think probably the most fun is, like, as soon as the final whistle blows, obviously we meet, you know, bring it up as a team, and then right after that, the fans just kind of bum rush on the sideline. They're like, oh, what's going on? Like, we just all dap each other up. We're like, oh, how's it going? and I think that's probably just, like, the most special part of it, just in a sense where it's like, okay, like, we're obviously playing for, like, a bigger picture kind of thing because people are taking time out of their day to, like,
watch.
Yeah.
That's awesome. They have to be loud. I mean, if they're all the way, like, I mean, I know it's not that far, but it's still across the street from the top level of the garage.
Yeah, I mean, like, as a team this year, I mean, we always said, you know, BYOE. I mean, you bring your own energy every game.
I love that.
Especially with no fans, you know, right on top of the field, like, you had to bring your own energy. So we always encourage the fans, you know, you got to bring your own energy, too. But luckily with Lincoln Garage, it's not like it's super far away.
Yeah.
And with the elevation of it, you know, it feels like they're like right on top of the field. So
that's so cool.
Yeah.
That's so awesome. So can we just kind of hear about a day in the life of a Boise State lacrosse club player?
Yeah. I'd probably just say like starting off, it's as unique as anything in the world. It literally depends who it is kind of thing. So like, it's not necessarily that set schedule. It's kind of that set mindset of you build your entire day around that practice. So it's like that 6:30 is when practice, you know, starts Monday through Thursday. But outside of that, it really depends. So for me, obviously wake up with a smile on my face, brush my teeth, kind of have that why not us mentality.
Oh, I love that.
You know, head to work, head to class, probably eat in between at some point. That's probably a tricky part because obviously you want to be like, have like the fuel for practice, but there's definitely been a couple times that I would say that, you know, we got, you know, we ate too much before practice.
I mean, that's me
probably being that big body, but I definitely would say it's just like we have that set practice time and everything just kind of corresponds or kind of builds around that time. So everything you get done school wise is takes place before practice. So it's wake up, do whatever you have to do. But I'd say before practice is kind of like that mentality where everybody locks in, and regardless of what's going on outside of the lines, when you're there, you're playing and you're on the field for sure.
That's cool. I love that.
Yeah. And I mean, for me, I mean, mine has changed over the years, but I'm a morning person. So like, homework is definitely the time or the mornings when I do my homework. And yeah, well, and then, you know, most guys work too. So like I would go to work after the morning. And I mean, at one point today or this year in the springtime, I was doing 45 hours of work.
Whoa, wow.
And then going to practice, getting up 6 a.m.
Being a student,
going to school full time and then doing it all over again. So, I mean, that's like the beauty of being in club sports is that you do have a lot of flexibility. But then you also have responsibilities of, you know, you got to pay to play, you got to work full time. You know, if you want to, you know, have money for school and all that other fun stuff of a college student. So, so mine has changed throughout the years, but you know, you always find time, you know, during the week to do your schoolwork, get that stuff done, and then, you know, be able to have fun over the weekend with some of the guys as well. So,
that's so cool.
Do you guys practice every day?
Monday through Thursday, typically, and then we use Friday as our big travel day in a normal year. Because in a normal year, we would go, like, travel on Friday, sometimes play Friday night, or we go travel all day Friday, play Saturday, Sunday with two other teams, and then come back Sunday afternoon, Sunday night. So
the whole, like, drive to the away game, play and turn around kind of thing, that's just like a COVID protocol. That's not like a typical thing, correct?
Yeah. The only reason there would be an exception is like when we play in conference, like the tournament kind of thing where it's like if we lose, then we can, you know, probably have to turn around and go home right away.
Got it. Oh, wow.
Gotcha.
How is your lacrosse aside, how has your experience been just as a Boise State student so far? I mean, you guys are both, you've had some years under you so far, so.
I'd probably just say that going to Boise State was the best decision I've ever made in my entire life. As far as college went, I really did not know what I was getting into when I stepped foot on campus. I thought everyone was a business major.
That's so funny.
I thought people were business majors and then were like, okay, business major emphasis in engineering or emphasis in nursing.
Oh my God. That's so funny.
Yeah, no, I was really clueless. I was second registration, I think, for orientation because I thought people were going to hand me a schedule when I got to campus.
Is this why you're a business major?
Yes.
So that was it? Like, yeah, nothing else?
I was like, okay, perfect. Yeah.
It works out.
Yeah. No, I was actually in the business, like, LLP. Uh-huh. And I was like, this is sick. I'm, like, one of the top students on campus.
That's insane.
Yeah. So that was a pretty horrible start. And then I'm a big opportunity guy. So just saying yes for everything. And it's definitely put me in the right places as far as that went, from not knowing that I needed to have an orientation and then becoming an orientation leader.
Wow. Yeah, you have a lot on your plate, Andrew. You want to talk about that?
Yeah, a little bit. I think there's 24 hours in every single day, and making the most out of all of them is probably my biggest goal, waking up with a smile on my face. And kind of like I mentioned before, it's just like a why not us mentality. It's just making sure that, like, I have fun as, like, the number one. Like, if anyone ever asks for goals for me, it's always to make sure I have the most fun out of anyone. And with that, it's just always taking, you know, roles and responsibilities as serious as you have to. But, you know, with that, just making sure you're doing what you love every single day.
That's awesome. That's inspiring. I love that.
Yeah. So as far as a career goes, obviously I have a job right now, like, through the university and working through that. But, I mean, as far as my career goes at Boise State, just – saying yes to every single opportunity and putting myself in the right positions. And then, I mean, it's a little bit crazy to think about, but, you know, this time next spring, I'll hopefully be walking across the stage, getting a piece of paper that, you know, kind of ushers me, carries me a little bit through life. So definitely a huge shout out to Boise State and just thankful for all the opportunities that they provided me.
That's so awesome.
That's cool.
Yeah, Marcus? I mean, I would say about the same. I mean, this school has been, like, everything. I mean, my older brother went here.
Oh.
So, you know, I kind of had, like, an anticipation that I was going to end up here. But, you know, everyone creates their own experience out of it, and this has been, like, everything. I mean, for me, it's the people. I'm a big people person, and, you know, you get to meet people from every walk of life, every part of the world, from different countries. So I think just that in itself and the networking ability that they have here on the academic side, you know, has given me opportunities throughout the summers to go intern at some amazing places. And then just on campus as well, you know, you get to go, I mean, we have a big athletic department, you know, like Walker's working there.
Yeah.
You know, that gives you some good experience to take on with you, you know, after your senior year, whenever your time is that you graduate. So just that in itself and, you know, just, you know, everything that comes with it, the city, the blue turf, you know, it's just a great community to be in here around Boise, Idaho. And, you know, I always laugh because people always like, Boise, Idaho, like, what goes on?
Uh-huh.
There? You know, and I always tell people, don't count it out until you come and see it, because when you come and see it, it's everything in a college that you want.
Yeah,
so,
true.
So that's why I just love mm-hmm. where I am and love BSU. So,
yeah. I remember you said you were a PR or emphasis, correct?
Yeah.
What do you hope to do career-wise after graduation and stuff?
Why don't you start with where you're working this summer?
Oh, please.
Oh, yeah.
So this summer I'm going back to the Pro Football Hall of Fame in Canton, Ohio.
Oh, wow.
This will be my second summer interning for them.
What? That is insane.
Wow, that's so cool.
Yeah, so, I mean, I just got that opportunity last summer. It was kind of, you know, through network, I kind of found my prom date in high school.
Very nice.
One of my good friends, her dad actually is a business partner of them, so he was able to connect me with them.
Wow, that's so cool.
Yeah, so last summer I did communications and PR for them, but it was like a weird summer, obviously, with the pandemic and everything. So their big event where they enshrine, you know, 8 new members from the Pro Football, from the NFL into the Hall of Fame, that didn't happen.
Yeah.
So a lot of it was behind the scenes, working on website updates, working on their historical books, you know, their stats and all that good stuff. But this year I'm actually switching into a new role into the marketing and sales department.
Oh, awesome.
And doing a little bit more marketing and, you know, content wise, and then also getting out into the community more, hopefully, and working events and stuff like that. So, so after graduation, though, I hope to continue my, you know, way into sports and getting into the professional world, working for a major sports team, hopefully. You know, I don't have a one sport over another, but I mean, obviously with football, it's kind of like aligning into hopefully working somewhere with an NFL team. That's one day.
So. What a great way to get, like, your foot in the door, you know?
And network.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it's the mecca of football is what they call it, you know? So, like, last summer, I was, at some point in time, I was in contact with every NFL team.
Wow.
You know, and so, and then the other thing, too, is, like, you just never know who's going to walk through the door.
Oh, totally. Yeah.
You know, you've walked through the doors where, like, Tom Brady has walked through, Bill Belichick, you know, and all these other greats, Joe Namath. You know, just to name a few. So you just never know what you're going to walk into that day. So it can flip on a dime like that, and you're sitting across the table from a Hall of Famer.
That's
so
insane. What an amazing opportunity for you.
Yeah, it was so crazy. Cool. It was, I called it a kid in the candy shop. I mean, I didn't even know where I was
going
to work.
I'd be like fangirling all the time.
Oh my goodness, it was crazy. I couldn't believe that I was there, you know.
Wow, that's so cool.
That's yeah. Awesome.
So, kind of on a different topic, you guys being a club sport, kind of similar to, I would say, us, you aren't really getting paid to be there. Like, you're paying to be there. Mm-hmm. And so, it's like, you're really, really doing it. I mean, all athletes do it because they love it. But you guys, like, are really doing it because you love it. Do you want to, like, touch on that? And just, like, your experience?
Yeah. I definitely would just say it's like, oh, like, you know, you play lacrosse at Boise State. Oh, that's great. And then I think every single person that ever brings that up is like, but it's a club sport. And then we just kind of have like that asterisk next to it where it's a club sport.
Right.
And I definitely personally will say, having the conversations with my parents that like, since I was a kid, it was like, I knew I wanted to play lacrosse in college, but I also knew I wanted to seek out and have those opportunities that, you know, you can't have if you're a direct Division I student athlete, even down to D3. So, kind of having the best of both worlds comes along with that club role. But as far as it goes, it, again, best decision of all time. This is like exactly where I wanted to be as far as club sports goes. And just kind of having the opportunity and kind of like I just mentioned, like the best of both worlds kind of thing. It's you pay to play. Like I literally have to allot my summer money in order to pay this
sport. Same.
But it literally is all for the love of the game. But I definitely will say it's a lot more outside of the lines. It's more so the connections and honestly just the bonding with the guys that takes place outside of the physical practices and the games. Like we talked about like the car rides. Like those things are literally priceless. You cannot put a price on those car rides. So for me, I love lacrosse. You know, I'll play it as long as I can, but it's really about the people around me. And that's why we play, and that's why we have those connections. Like, if I didn't play lacrosse, I would, you know, I'll probably know Marcus because he's, you know, one of the big guys on campus. But
yeah, that's right.
That's not true. This is the walking billboard over here.
But as far as it goes, it's really just like an intangible, you know, aspect of, like, you really build those connections with those guys, and it's, you know, those lifelong friendships, to me, that makes it all worth it.
Yeah, I mean, sure, I'm the same way. You know, I've played since I was in third grade. So, you know, I've been playing a long time, and I knew coming out of high school that I wanted to play. But kind of like Walker, I knew that a big school with a big-time football team, you know, big athletic department, that's where I wanted to be.
Yeah.
And so, you know, unfortunately with lacrosse, there's, you know, in the D1 side of things, like you do have a ton of programs like the Dukes, the Syracuses, North Carolinas with big athletic departments. But there's only like five, you know, I would say like 5 to 10 programs that have that, you know, and so then you're working your way down into these small liberal arts schools, private schools. And so, you know, Boise State just made the most sense and kind of like all the same reasons that Walker said. I mean, it's for your teammates and it's for the guys that you meet that come along the way. I mean, like I said, like this year we had a ton of transfers come in and there was five guys join the team from my high school.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
So
We have a pipeline from Tesoro.
Yeah.
Wait, you went to Tesoro? That's what I was going to ask you.
Yes. Yeah. Crazy. So I'm one of the many from Tesoro High School. So, you know, I mean that's the uniqueness of lacrosse and the game itself is that you carry these lifetime relationships and they call it the game of medicine for a reason.
Really?
You know? Yeah. I mean, it's founded upon the Native Americans.
Yes.
You know,
I knew that.
Used to play, you know, with wood sticks and rocks.
Yes. Yeah.
And so, you know, they you know, the people who founded the game, the Native Americans, you know, that play at the highest level, they will literally carry their sticks with them everywhere they go.
Yeah, for sure.
I mean,
I'm talking seventh grade. I used to sleep with my lacrosse stick in my bed.
Cuddle it at night.
Oh, absolutely.
It's like your body pillow.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, like, walk around and cradle around the house just to get better because you love it. And it's not necessarily like a game. It's like a lifestyle.
It's like for you guys, it's like a passion thing rather than like a business thing.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You know, it's definitely all funded on the passion and the actual love for the sport.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So following college, what are your opportunities to play lacrosse past this? Like what's available? You know what I mean?
I mean, in like, if you're playing like D1, you know, and playing at a super high level, one of the best players in the nation, in the NCAA world, I mean, you'd go play for the PLO.
Okay.
They were founded like 2 years ago. And there's only 8 teams, I think now, maybe 9. But it's a tour-based league. And, you know, guys don't nearly make as much money as, you know, any other, you know, major sports in the world.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, but that's the beauty of it is that, you know, you can go play at men's tournaments, you know, wherever, you know, especially out here in the West, there's starting to be more momentum going for, you know, men's tournaments. I know here, I mean, they do a summer league with a bunch of men's guys. Over the summer, you play like a couple games every week, you know, and it's just, and that's the beauty of it is that you can, you know, go play till I've seen 60-year-olds play, 50-year-olds,
I love
you know,
that.
And it's just like a good time. Obviously the game slows down a lot, but then also there's the coaching side of it too. A lot of guys will get into coaching, and I know a lot of guys here at BSU get into the local area, local high schools.
Yeah.
That
coach younger
coach.
Kids.
Yeah. I mean, like both of our coach or all three of our coaches played at BSU.
Oh,
so,
cool.
You know, that's so they return cool. and, you know, return the favor.
Yeah.
I'd say probably like a huge momentum swing as far as the lacrosse, like in general went, is that obviously it's kind of U.S. Canada is like the best in the world. And then obviously the Iroquois Nation. But as far as it went, it was like MLL used to be like the league. Mm-hmm. And like you look at that like an NFL perspective, teams are from a specific place and you have like a team that you root for.
Okay.
But switching to the PLL, which is a player run kind of thing, they got away from that kind of mentality of like, it's like the money driven thing. It's like Marcus said, it's a tour based. So you pick a team based on the player and they literally travel around. There's no home team. They literally travel and they have like they literally come out with a schedule and they don't have any home games because every single time they play is in a different city.
Wow. That's crazy.
Yeah.
And that's definitely different.
But it's fun though because it's like a festival. I mean,
oh, yeah.
You're
totally.
Seeing four professional lacrosse games in a weekend.
Yeah. And when you hear lacrosse, the entire perspective is always grow the game.
Yeah.
And that's just because people, it's kind of like Boise State in a sense. It's like you don't actually appreciate it until you play it or you're around it.
Yeah.
So, like, people are like, oh, Boise, Idaho. You get
potato
here.
Potato land.
Like, yeah. You get here and you're like, Boise, Idaho. Yeah. So, like, with lacrosse, it's like, oh, it's lacrosse. You watch it, you experience it, like, oh, it's lacrosse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it's definitely, lacrosse is just in general a very growing sport too.
Mm-hmm.
Like, especially on the West. And I know both of you guys are from the West and like I am too, you know, and it's definitely more of like a growing sport, which is really cool because, I mean, it's such a fun sport to watch, you know, so.
Absolutely.
Do you guys, do either of you have plans to like continue lacrosse after?
You know, I would hope, you know, to be able to coach, you know, after school. But again, that's all dependent upon my career and where my career takes me, you know, and what that looks like. So, you know, I would love to, obviously, but it just kind of depends on my career and where I'm heading.
Yeah. After graduation, I'm really trying to get into golf.
Very nice.
Yeah.
You know, with that being said, though, I definitely want to, I'm a big pay it forward kind of guy. So every opportunity that was provided to me, I want to make sure that, like, I go back and give the guys below me the same opportunities that I had. But, yeah, for sure, trying to get into golf, though.
That's
golf,
cool.
Nice. Golf and AFL, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's right.
Aussie Footy League.
That's right.
So, and, like, besides lacrosse, what do you guys kind of do in your free time?
For me, I mean, I'm a big sports guy.
Okay.
So, and I think Walker is, too. So, you know, I obviously hang out with the fellas, you know, on the weekend. But in my free time, I go play any sport. I mean, I'll play golf. I'm horrible at golf, but
horrible.
I'm horrible. Ask any of the boys. Okay. I mean,
the driving range, you know, help.
No, not even the driving range. The ball will go sideways. That's so funny. You better keep your head on a swivel out there. So, but I like to do, you know, I like to play basketball a lot, especially when the rec was open. I was in the rec playing basketball all the time. And then really anything. I mean, I like to work out a lot. But then I also like to, you know, read some and then also write stories as well.
Yeah, cool.
You know, like the dream is to write a book one day.
Really?
That's cool.
What do you usually write about?
I mean, I like to write nonfiction. Mm-hmm. Okay. I mean, one day I hope to write a book on where I came from, and my story and how I got to where I am. So I mean that's the dream one day, is to be able to write a book. So.
I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, should be interesting.
That'd be awesome.
It's a long ways away, but
that's so cool.
Hopefully one day.
Yeah.
And then for me, I mean, kind of going back to that opportunity thing, it's like, where am I going to put myself to have, you know, the most capability to do the things that I want? And it's all based around fun. So for me, I'm definitely in like a few different groups of people. So making sure. Yeah. So making sure like I'm spending the right time and giving the right, you know, myself to like the right people at the right time kind of thing. And it's, you know, it's hard for me to balance kind of that time management of where I should be at every single moment. But it's definitely just kind of having that priorities list. So, you know, off days. Hanging out with lacrosse guys, always a priority. Hanging out with guys in my fraternity, always a priority.
Yeah.
Hanging out with my girlfriend, always a priority. So just making sure, like, I do the right things at the right time for me, but always making sure that, like, fun is the pinnacle of it.
Yeah. You know?
looking around, being a college student, it's like you have these certain opportunities and you could be anywhere at any time, but it's like, you know, why not make sure you're having the most fun at every single time? Like studying, not the most fun.
But like make
gotta
it.
Do it, make but it fun. You can make it fun.
Be like, hey, I'm
how
going.
Do you do that? Give us some tips. I would love that. Going into finals week right now.
Oh, so I'm a big business building study guy, okay. Just because, you know, everybody goes into college as a business major.
Right.
I walk in, I send a group snap, like I'll send it to like a Snapchat group that I'm in. I'll be like, hey, business building, we're ripping it. We're studying. Usually no one shows up.
Just you.
Yeah. It's usually like one of those open Snapchats. And I'm like,
cool.
For sure. Guys. Yeah, no doubt. But just kind of making sure that people are aware that, like, I'm actually taking the time to study, too, is a huge thing, because a lot of people are complacent and they'll say they'll do something. You know, they don't actually kind of do that thing. So I'll send that, you know, Snapchat to a group chat that I'm in, you know, whether it's fraternity guys, lacrosse guys, you know, come to the building. We're going to study. And usually when they show up, we don't study at all.
Right.
But that's
typical.
Usually, yeah. It's a good thing that they usually don't show up. and then I'll play my playlist music wise and just have like a great time. Like I'll be singing, I'll be ripping it. just making sure I'm having fun studying, because I know there's always going to be like a bigger picture with whatever is in front of me. You know, it could be like I'm literally studying for a multiple choice test, but being like, you know what? At some point in life, I'm going to know for a fact this is actually going to come back, and it's not like literal material. It like could be just like a figure of speech kind of thing.
Yeah.
Where it's like, oh, you know, I'm probably going to pick C 3 times in a row because I have no idea what's going on.
Haven't picked A in a while. Yeah,
exactly that. But just kind of knowing there's like a bigger purpose, but just kind of looping back around, just making sure like I'm having fun with it. Like I was provided an opportunity to go to college. Why not make the most of it?
Yeah. True. Speaking of that, I would love for you to kind of discuss everything you are involved with on campus. This is a long list, and I would really like for you to just kind of go through it, you know?
A walking advertisement. He's a part of everything.
Everyone knows Andrew Walker on campus.
If you don't know Andrew Walker, I'm concerned you may not go to Boise State.
Yeah.
Okay.
he's blushing and so.
Thank you. So I guess just starting off, freshman year, I was fortunate enough to rush a fraternity, which was Sigma Chi. It was actually the fraternity that my dad was a part of when he was in college.
Cool. Your legacy.
Yes, it was nuts. Kind of hearing that from him, I was like, hey, I might rush a fraternity. Like Sigma Chi is like, oh, you know, that's what I was in. I was like, whoa. So Sigma Chi for sure is kind of where I started off as far as involvement, because it's like, oh, rush a fraternity.
Yeah. Beginning of the year, make new friends. Yeah.
Absolutely. And then after that, obviously, it was, you know, lacrosse. Starting from the bottom there, just it's a club sport. You pay to play. Walking in first day of practice, I think, you know, like I walked in, I grabbed every single person who started off as a rookie, like first year player. I got all of their phone numbers and I made a group chat with all of them just to make sure we have that base level of like, you know, we're moving forward together.
Yeah.
And then kind of working up like the orientation ladder, like actually working for the school. I was fortunate enough to have the opportunity last summer to be an orientation leader, and that was probably like a huge moving forward step for me, kind of seeing the bigger picture in life. And then just recently, like having probably opportunity actually of a lifetime to actually work for the football team would be probably just kind of that like payoff, if that makes any sense.
Yes, mm-hmm. For sure.
For me, just having that, like being able to be around the facility and as far as everything goes, just knowing that like, wow, like, you know, this is probably the coolest thing I'll ever do in my entire life.
Yeah.
As far as that goes. So probably just kind of having those three different pinnacles of fraternity, lacrosse, and then also kind of the athletics thing with the football team. Mm-hmm. Just three kind of knockout opportunities that, like, I would never pass up ever again kind of thing. Like, best thing I've ever been involved in.
That's so awesome.
That's cool.
Very inspiring too, Andrew, I got to say.
Appreciate it.
No, I love that. Okay, so... yeah, I think that's a wrap.
Yeah.
Thank you guys so much for coming on.
Awesome. Thank you guys.
Yeah, we really appreciate you guys coming on here. It was, it's really cool because I feel like people who, like athletes who we have had on prior to this, like they do play at like the D1 level, you know what I mean? Yeah. So it's really cool to like get your perspective, but it's so important to kind of really emphasize the whole like passion part to sports because sometimes that gets lost, you know?
Yeah. Absolutely. And we said from the beginning, like when we started this, that's something we want to highlight. And so I feel like this is like a special episode because we are highlighting that. So thank you guys again, and we'll see you next time.
Bye.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode. Make sure to subscribe so you can stay up to date on Hold the Mic.
Be sure to follow our Instagram, TikTok, and Facebook accounts at Hold the Mic Podcast.